This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I made to the corner with a bacon, and that's where they make them take it. So, I've been here for sure, don't worry. I'm in bam, 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 bam.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
We've got it locked and loaded to the Monday, April 14th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Unfortunately, Roscoe tied up in Abaco. Got some meetings going on. Obviously, local government and issues. And from time to time, that does happen on a Monday into the time that he would be on the show. So we'll look forward to hearing from Roscoe and everything going on in Abaco next week. We'll take a quick break right now. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz brought to you by John Shoes. I'm going to open up the lines. Whatever y'all want to talk about, y'all can talk about it. And I let you know it's Monday. I got Excedrin headache 812. So please, if you come talking on the side of your neck, yeah, you might get cut today. But whatever you want to talk about, obviously, you know, former Prime Minister Hubert Minnis firing back, last stand. Obviously, you know, going down swinging. We'll also talk about the continued reports of jet ski rapes committed by illegal operators, ministry says, regardless if they're legal or illegal, you need to have a registry that knows who's legal and illegal so you can crack down on it. It's happening. So make it stop. Find a solution to the problem. GDP loses from losses from climate change without adaptation. And very sad news, Patricia Glinton Mikolas has passed away. Thoughts and prayers go out to our family as well. We'll talk about that and more on the flip side of the break as the Monday, April 14th edition of Talking Heads continues. Right there.
Now, Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich.
bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra large white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
I make to the corner with a bacon. And that's where they make them take it. Sure. I've been here for sure. Don't worry. I'm in San Bam 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 Bam. It's not an easy road. I'm in the city, Gamma and the guitar, so them think I better.
We're back at you on the Monday, April 14th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty. And now Mary Jane in your company. Mary Jane to the rescue. No Roscoe. M saves the day. MJ's in the studio with us now. What's happening,
just
MJ?
Just give me 2 minutes to get sorted here and then we'll be good to go.
And like I said, the phone lines are open. Text lines are open, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free to anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Phone. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for Fresh News Smart Talk all day right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, I told you the phone lines are open. We could talk about whatever you want. But like I told you, it is Monday. And I have Excedrin headache 812. So if you call talking at the side of your neck or get a little insulting, you can get what the dog get today. All right. Who the cap fits, wear it. And if you don't want the regular cap fitters who wear it to call, then you call in and be a new caller to Talking Heads. How about that? All right. Lots to talk about, though. First text of the day. Good day, Naughty and MJ. It's so sad that people like Richard Johnson abandoned Menace and has switched sides to the PRP. He wasn't it for what he could get. Well, you don't need people like Richard around you. Listen, if I was Mr. Davis, I'd be very, very worried that Mr. Johnson was campaigning for me, considering if you look at the track record, Loretta Butler-Turner, big L. Piggybacked on Menace, big L in the polls. Trying to get him back for leadership within the FNM party, 2 conventions, big L. Branch constituency elections, all the Menace sites, big L. So at the end of the day, I'd be afraid with a track record like that, you might not want to have somebody do your bidding for you. Okay? Because that to me is a track record of a loser. If he was a fighter, I'd say maybe your license has to come into question. You've lost a lot of fights lately. Why don't you sit down for 5 minutes and catch yourself? Now, like I said, that's how I see that. There's much to do about nothing. It's obvious that it's come to light that, again, sole purpose for some people in this world is to sing for their supper for government approval. Whoever the power of the day is, if they feel they could get something out of the deal, that's what they'll do. Plain and simple. Does it benefit the country? No. Does it often hurt the country? No. Yeah, it does hurt the country because we can't get ahead and talk about issues that we need to talk about because of the slopaganda, like what MJ likes to say.
And don't I just, said that once. Like, you're call, making it a thing now.
But it is slopaganda.
I
you
said
don't
that
think this,
one
don't
time.
Think this is,
I thought it was sloppy propaganda. I said that once.
You don't think this is slopaganda?
Which part?
That we're here today in 2025 and what should be a mature political culture at this stage of the game in our country. And we still worrying about...
Worrying about
foolishness. Basically, I'm going to say it. A has-been MP with a horrible popularity rating. I mean,
well,
right,
for the country,
right now, Ministers like three above the devil in popularity rating. It's like the
so
devil,
hyperbolic.
Maybe Hitler,
that's the comedian
then,
side
then,
of you,
then,
right?
Then Minnis.
Oh, my gosh.
No, let's look at it, MJ. Let's look at it, love
gosh.
Of my life.
Look, really?
No, let's look at it. Let's look at
you're
it.
You're being hyperbolic.
No, I'm not. I'm being honest.
No, you're not. Not that he's popular, mind you.
Why?
But like, you're really exaggerating. And I think that, yes, I agree with you that the is not popular nationally. I agree with that.
Bahamians don't
I
want him. They showed him that at the poll.
That
the FNMs don't want him. They showed him that at convention twice.
4 out of every 10 persons in Killarney that voted for him in 2017 walked away from him in 2021. I agree with that. But
you
this
win
is
by
so
2,500 votes in 2017. You win by 500 votes in 2021.
Yeah.
Maybe
no,
it's time
really
to run a new horse in that race.
I'm really trying to approach this with like the maximum
no, but let's look
amount
at it.
Of
let's
respect
look at it.
Because I really hate that we're even having to go here.
But
like I feel like we shouldn't even be here.
But look, it's the crybaby antics now. All right? This is what I got a problem with. Minnis fires back. Former PM says his work in Killarney is not finished. Says he does not support the way the party decided. Now, hold on. See, that's where I got a problem with that, all right?
That's problematic.
Stop.
I agree.
The Rudy Pooh. Can I say candy? Sorry.
No. Woe is me.
Can I? Listen.
Woe is me.
That is some real whiny. Let me go old school. Stop acting like a little snot. Take your cut skin. Like a man, if you can, and obviously you can't, because you still have belly aching, moaning, and crying over spilt milk. My God, Dr. Minnis, the country showed you at the polls. The party has showed you.
You're saying the country rejected him?
Bahamians don't like him.
The country
what was that monkey song?
I'm just clarifying. That's what you're saying, right?
The people.
Okay, the country.
All of them.
The country.
PLP, FNM, COI, DNA, LMNP, ABC.
We're following.
Gone.
Okay.
Then
okay.
Your party. Twice at convention showed you overwhelmingly they're not on your run. At the branch level, your Minnesites were shown they're not on your run by the FNM. Now, because of your undermining tactics, your band of Minnesites, your mindless minions, and it ain't just Richard Johnson. He's told to blow because he's the most vocal, but you had a band behind you talking out the side of their neck, couldn't defend your points, couldn't defend you, couldn't make you palatable to save their life. Or yours. And here we are. We can get to them calls in a second. We'll see you call us. Couldn't do it to save your life. Now, it comes time to select. You're not a team player. You have not supported the new leadership. Your motives are suspect and selfish. You want people to follow you when you lead, but you try to undermine and backstab when you follow? I don't want you on my team. If I'm a coach, you got to go. I'm not even trying to trade you.
And that's just like basic human instincts, right?
That's basic human instincts. But now here's the point. Spare me the hypocrisy. Let me just address this part here. Says he does not support the way the party decided to deny him a nomination. The same way Loretta Butler Turner, Dr. Andre Rollins, Theo Neely, Mr. Richard Lightborn, Mr. Hubert Chipman, and a couple others.
Nico Grant and Addison Key. Because I see the
same
see
way
the line you're going
the
on,
same so. Way you stuck it to them.
As well as Mr.
You got
Black
it
Alpine.
Stuck to you. So guess what? Everything go 360. If that's the rules of engagement, take it. Play it.
As well as Mr. Mark
Eat
Alpine.
It. Own it.
I remember we had him as a guest on this show.
Correct.
At another station, and he talked about being in limbo about the nomination. You remember that?
In Mr. limbo because he Mark didn't have Alpine. An answer.
And then he eventually ran as an independent. And yeah, that was.
And at the end of the day, stop trying to play victim, Dr. Minnis. You're not. You victimized a lot of people, but you, sir, cannot play victim. You cannot play victim. So you and your band of mindless minions need to accept that political good night. Listen, I don't know why it's so hard for you to quit, Dr. Minnis. You quit on the country early. You quit on your term as prime minister. You tucked your tail between your legs, gave it to Brave Davis on a silver platter. You quit.
The current prime minister, Mr.
Winners never quit. Quitters never win. You quit. So I don't see why it's so hard for you to quit now. Go ahead and quit. And then the audacity to come back and say, I got after crying about how it was handled, then you want to talk about Constitution? You circumvented the F&M Constitution when you did the LBT crew the way you did them. But wait, there's more. And see, this what I, you know, I always think I do well. And then MJ comes along
is
and
this
says,
cathartic?
This is great.
Is this cathartic?
This is great, but here, check and re-raise.
Oh, Lord.
And now I had to say, pay that woman her money. She be at me for it. Because the point you brought up was even better.
Well, this is after discussions with our friends,
because obviously,
right?
obviously,
who
we
are some
correct.
Of them Minnis supporters.
Supporters and, mm-hmm. and legal minds in general. And yes. listen, yeah, you tried to circumvent the Constitution when you did it to LBT. The same way they tried to, Gordon, you circumvent the Constitution when they did it to you. Well, what goes around comes around. Those are the rules of engagement. Maybe you should have studied the rules of engagement before you play, and then you wouldn't be in the predicament. It was easy for you to quit. You quit on the country. Why can't you quit now? And as far as constitutions go, here I was thinking, I made a great point about the F&M Constitution, which I did, but here comes MJ with a check and re-raise, which I think is an even better point.
It's not,
because the
I'm not,
irony.
Listen, I'm not even
well, why
go
I love
deep.
It is because the irony, you know, being a comedian, I love irony.
I'm not even going to go deep into the F&M's Constitution because I don't know it half as well as most
right.
of their the followers of the Fee National Movement know, but I do know this. That a lot of people are saying, well, you know, Doc didn't really, you know, do anything wrong when he talked about the Ingram era and that being over. And so they get pounded in. I was like, okay, let me just revisit what he said when he talked about the Ingram era being over. And I want you guys to listen to this because we often quote the part where he says the Ingram era is over. But listening back to it in the midst of all of this brouhaha, I find that the first thing he said before he said the era was over is even more important and more relevant to this conversation that we're having today. So this is what Dr. Minnis said when he was talking about the Ingram era being over.
The country rejected him. He's now going into retirement, and I wish him the best in his retirement. That Ingram era is now over, and therefore the F&M will move on.
Play it one more time, Mr. Producer.
Play it again.
I want you guys to hear the first words out of Dr. Minnis's mouth before he says the Ingram era is over. The first thing he says that kind of stands as a justification in his mind as to why the Ingram era should be over. He talks about the country rejecting former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram. And he uses that, and then he wasn't generous. He didn't just say, Miss Ingram retired, and so now the era is over. No, he said, the country rejected him, and so the Ingram era is over. Play it one more.
The country rejected him. He's now going into retirement, and I wish him the best in his retirement. That Ingram era is now over, and therefore the F&M will move on.
And therefore the F&M will move on. Well, was Dr. Hubert Minnis rejected by the country? Was he rejected by the country?
That's an understatement.
What?
He was told to farewell hashtag CYC on multiple levels.
And so it really kind of boggles the mind that someone who recognized, you know, quite sensibly back then, that a particular politician may have done the most he could have done for the country, but based on electoral results, had done the best he could do, and it's clear the country rejected him.
I tried my best, but I guess
and so
my
we get to this point where the same
enough.
Thing happened in 2021 when he called a snap election. Dr.
When
Benedict
he quit,
did.
Call it for what it is. When he quit,
well, snap elections are a thing.
Talk tail and quit.
I don't know if he quit, but snap elections are a thing. Sometimes
hey,
it's no. Sometimes
if you
it's
say
strategic.
No mas in the ring, no mas. This wasn't strategic. This was pure yellow
sometimes
quit.
Sometimes it's strategic, but in this case, he called a snap election. And the country did
then
what?
Then who was giving you your strategy?
They rejected him. If
Which barrel of fools gave you that info to go ahead and do that? I mean, who
if
anyway.
If the FNM looked at it the exact same way that Dr. Minnis justified his, you know, willingness to move on from the Ingram era back then, they said, well, hey, the country rejected him. Let's move on. The FNM, let's move forward. The same can be said of him after the 2021 general elections. And the fact that he has yet, to recognize this fact is actually mind-boggling. I looked at his statement over the weekend, and I couldn't believe that that was the route that he chose to go of helping this party that he says, he stated for the record, he's still a part of. Like, I'm shocked at his response.
Let's get to some of these texts. Good day, good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Wow, this is a long one. Let me open it up. Mr. Minnis as PM, or Dr. Minnis as PM, called election 6 months early. He said some hard decisions would have to be made ahead.
9 months early.
He wants the Bahamian people to decide who they want to make the decision. He was elected to lead this country to make decisions. It's like he threw in the towel, didn't even complete his five-year term. Yes, great boxing terminology there, too, because I thought he threw in the towel himself. He didn't even wait for his corner to throw it in. He threw it in himself.
In the ring?
Yeah.
Weird.
Take out the mouthpiece, grab the towel. Hey, there you go.
I've never seen
hey,
that.
Hey, Norton MJ, Dr. Minnis, just remember his work is not complete. Why did he call an early election when campaign promise was not fulfilled? Mm. Many of which could have been done with the stroke of a pen. His nasty Ooh. Attitude to the press was jarring. They asked questions the public wanted answers to. I did not vote FNM for the first time in my life because of him. Tell him go play with his grandchildren or go count his hard-earned money. Just be gone. See you later. Bye-bye. Adios.
Mr. Ingram was a retirement agent.
Get to the calls. Hey, text her. I get to the calls when we say we get to the calls.
Mr. Ingram was around 65.
Don't make me go to break on you, you know.
Doc was a little bit older when he was told by the country, okay, you could go too. You know, I mean, I just don't understand this confusion.
But I mean, listen.
I just don't get it.
Wait, everything go 360. You today, me tomorrow, me today, you tomorrow. Remember when you uttered that word, those words out to the universe, karma is a big old 10 million pound 10 million ton, hairy, you know what? She was waiting in the cut to come right back and bite you in the butt with it. Your same words. All you have to do from that statement is replace Ingram with Minnis, and you got it covered. All right. Please tell Mr. Minnis it's time to move on and assist this party as they move ahead. You should be grateful and happy to have been given the opportunity by the Bahamian people to be PM. Very few Bahamians had that opportunity. Please do your best and you're some kind of legacy. Your team decided to have another leader. Respect their decision and move on. Let's go to the phone lines.
Yeah,
Talking Heads.
I agree.
Talking Heads.
Hey, good day, good day. Hope all is well with everyone.
Hey, was it you telling me hurry up, get to the calls?
Yes.
I should just drop you right now. Hold on. First and foremost. Let's don't get this twisted.
Right through it.
Don't call me and tell me how to run my show, period.
Right through it, Carl.
Hold on.
Because I could just cut you right now. So go ahead.
Okay, listen. I am so amazed. Here's the thing. Listening to you guys talk about Dr. Minnis, right? I'm curious as to when you guys learned all of this about Dr. Minnis from 2017 to.
Hey, Deshawn. Hey, Deshawn. 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 Stop. Deshawn Bannister. What happened? How did you let Brittany Harris take your black belt news page? You're an American. You can't talk on my show, Deshawn. You can't tell me get to the courts. You're not even a Bahamian. You are a sing for your supper lapdog to Joe Beth Kobe Davis. That's who you are. That's who you defend. You no longer defend the PLP outright because they told you pack up, shop, and go. Brittany Harris exposed you for the fraudulent figure that you are, an American talking out the side of your neck, fronting to be Bahamian, eating off Bahamian people. No, you need to pack your Georgie bundle up and tote your tail to the States like your pa did when he turned witness on Mr. Pinlin and your own Grandpa Gorman Bannister. Talk that, Deshaun.
Let's get to the next
Talk
caller.
Talk that.
Let's get to the next caller. Talking Heads. Hi, caller.
Talking Heads.
Hi, caller.
If you are from the war room and ain't awake today, it don't never wake. Y'all got to get smarter.
We got Talking Heads. Callers on the line.
Boy, Naughty, you ain't playing today.
I tell you, I have a headache, but I said it. I gave a disclaimer. I come in. What I say, caller? I say, hey, I got Excedrin headache, what, 812, right?
Musa.
Oh, boy, Musa, we ain't playing with them. You know, listen, man. From that speech was I didn't do that. I served my country. You never talk with the FNM party. Like, brother, you got a nomination because of the Free National Movement. They put you there as leader.
Right.
You know, everything was about him, you know? And he talking about fair. You know, fairness is accepting the collective decision of this body.
Right. No,
even
you're absolutely
not
right.
Personally convenient.
Yeah.
Or beneficial to himself. If he was so interested in continuing service, that speech,
the letter
mm-hmm. would have been about him being an independent. But you know what it ain't about him? He don't want to be no independent.
No.
He wants leadership.
Yeah, absolutely.
He
absolutely. No, I think we read between the lines.
Exactly. And you cannot, Mr. Bendad cannot, the FLM cannot move forward like every other leader in that particular party. You know, and Mr. Ingram did what the Westminster system is designed to do.
Yeah.
Then you lose.
Yep.
You step down. Now, you could continue on as an MP.
Right.
But he decided to pass the torch.
True.
Because he's not coming back as leader.
Right.
The people rejected you everywhere. You leave. You think you can come back. See, and you know what our problem is, MJ?
Hey.
In this country, sometimes Bahamian people have to look in the mirror because that man is a reflection of us as voters. Because if we recycle him,
right,
we don't want change. We're not willing to give a person like Michael Bendage a chance.
Right.
Because we always run back to what we're comfortable with.
Right.
And we're comfortable with control, and he's trying to get control. And the effort needs to stick to it, whether win, lose, or draw the next election, and then find another leader to go forward. We ain't going back to minutes no more. He didn't show his colors, man.
Thank you so much, caller. I think a lot of Bahamians will agree with what you said just now. And the crazy thing is, I hear Dr. Minnis, I hear the arguments of his supporters about, and now the argument suddenly turns to,
useless, watery drivel. That's
argument,
what it is.
If
garbage.
You're in a debate, you're arguing. So their argument now turns to Kalani. But what about the country? Dr. Minnis, have you thought about how it would look for the Free National Movement to have you on any ticket when, as you said about Mr. Ingram back in 2012, the country rejected him? When the country rejected you, how would it look if they're talking about unstoppable change and they got the same person running on a ticket in any constituency that the voters clearly said, we don't have nothing to do with this person no more across the nation?
I'm glad you brought it.
Your party that you claim to love to have you on the ticket when the country has said, please, no more.
Let me be a little less diplomatic. People look at it and say, display? It's painful memories of the monkey stomping your tuck in 2021.
So you haven't changed.
You no need to bring it back up. When I look at that man, I only remember
the former
the
prime. Let's be generous.
When I look at the former prime minister,
yes. Let's be generous of spirit. At least, come on.
When I look at the former prime minister, mm-hmm. It's more painful memories than good memories.
Correct.
And I feel a lot of Bahamians feel the same way.
Even having
we've been just talking about our painful memories. We're not talking about the fact of painful memories that involve losing loved ones,
you mean
so
Dorian
on and so forth. Correct.
The whole scandal with
Correct.
Dorian. And
so
there were scandals
the
before
day,
that.
I'm not going to put somebody up there to remind you Exactly. That we failed.
Especially when you're going under the banner of...
Because hosted job for the F&M thing at the polls at the last election. So why am I never remind everybody, this the dude who caused us the fan? No. Back of the house, buddy. You want to be a team player? Get in the locker room. Help us in the back with the film. Help us with other things. Drawing up game plan. Be a statesman. But right now, you can't run on the front line. You're more damaging to the party than you are good.
There's no acknowledgement from the persons who support Dr. Minnis that, yes, okay, you talk about Killarney, XYZ. They consider it an F&M stronghold. So, you know, the best you could do there, even if you ran as an independent, is split the vote and give it to the PLP.
Dog in the manger.
But if you actually still love your party, which I think is a sentiment I got from the letter today, the letter he released yesterday. If you still love your country, you want to see it go in a different direction, then why would you even put yourself out there? If you are the thing that prevents people from seeing the Free National Movement as an organization that has changed its ways, if you are the thing that they say, as long as you got him, y'all ain't changed, why would you stand in the way of your party, whose constitution you say you love, whose politics you say you love? Why would you stand in the way of them actually getting that message through to potential voters by being on a ticket anywhere? I don't care if it's Killarney. You could be down in Freeport, which is an F&M stronghold. You could be anywhere. But if you're there, people question whether the Free National Movement has truly changed. Why do you not see that? I'm not understanding what he or his supporters are thinking in terms of logic. They rejected you, just like you said they rejected the former Prime Minister, Mr. Hubert Ingraham, back in 2012. If they rejected you, why are you now going to try to push yourself on a ticket and stand in the way of the possible success of your party? Just answer me that.
To me, that is so, and I can't. I don't get this bone. Ain't nobody getting this bone.
And he's not just a regular, you know, candidate. He's someone that everyone knows. He's someone that could affect races from West End down to Mike Howell.
But again,
because everyone knows him. If you're there apart as the ticket, that could make a difference. Why don't you see that?
We've already determined he knows how to quit.
He needs
to quit for a second time. Go run on the beach in the family islands. Go shake up the whistle or the bell for the Saxon.
He does a good job rushing.
But don't cross the Saxon now. Get monkey stoned by the valley because you come back in full force. Don't bring that on.
Well, he's been rushing and they win.
All right, all right.
3-4 spirit. Like, come on
now.
Be nice. Be generous of spirit.
Yeah.
We have callers.
Cowboys, Yankees, Lakers, Saxons.
Sometimes Royals.
Sometimes Royals. My sports teams. Don't play with them. Anyway, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Naughty, how you doing, man?
What's going on?
Everything good. Naughty, I agree with both of you totally and what you're saying right now. I think a former prime minister, whilst we're not going to dismiss any success Dr. Minnis had.
Exactly.
We also want to acknowledge, and matter of fact, me as an F&M supporter, we wanna honor the wishes of the Bahamian people.
Right.
You know, whilst we had saw him and understood his challenges during the pandemic and the hurricane, and any success that was made, whilst we acknowledge that, the Bahamian people don't see eye to eye with us, with him being the leader. And when it's gonna be where either I'm the leader, you know, I will do anything in my power to disrupt Michael Pintard from being the next prime minister. I think that is sad, you know. If you're given a chance to govern the country for 5 years, make policies, make decisions.
Right.
And in 4.5 years, you say, you know what? I am tired. Mm. And you quit. I mean,
I appreciate you calling, but you know what I always say? Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Let's get to the other calls.
The snap election was a
talking head.
Curious decision.
Yeah, it was popping Time Daddy and MJ.
What's going on, 52?
You know why it's called him Time Daddy?
I don't know.
AMJ.
Hey.
I don't want my bread, you know, my headache, so you got to give him a pressure pump. So don't let him take them motion.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you, 52. I appreciate that.
A massage.
I appreciate that diagnosis.
Yeah,
thank you.
I just do the pressure pump, and I haven't taken Motrin or painkillers from that. I only take them for 2 days. But the thing is, I'm upset. You know, I'm becoming weary. That Dr. Minnis would talk about Constitution, right? And I kind of agreed with Anton today when Anton had called Lang, but, you know, listening to Lang, I like Lang political review. It's a nice get-off on it, right? But Lang is being sincere, really and truly. But the thing is, with that, Anton is saying maybe Pindad should have allowed him to just to be nominated just to be defeated, right?
Yeah, why?
But
why?
To be, you call it...
Now, hold on, 52. Let Time Daddy say something else. Anton would always take that route because it's beneficial to the PLP. It's beneficial to them. And that is why early on, and you can remember, if you go back in time a little bit, on this show, I was calling them on about it and they didn't like it. But I said the best thing for the PLP would be a Minnis-led F&M. That's monkey stuff. That's too straight.
That's those old campaign ads.
Yeah, but I know that and the public know that, but I share this with you and MJ, right?
But you know, Anton...
Let's talk about Michael Pindad, right? Michael and I went to, before I went to St. John's, right? I could speak, let me say something from how I knew him, as I told him from he was a teenager. Michael is not a coward. And I could remember Michael, if you're in a problem and you get in a confrontation, Michael right there with you, he better not be on the basketball court. You know, he was a baller, right?
So they did.
Yeah, it was. And that's the type of person I know him to be. So I don't want to believe Michael is a rollover type of guy. You know, when I know him from he was teenagers, I could tell you, he's not a joker. He's I know the type of person he is, you know, Michael. And then, yeah, but let me get back to the narrative from the former PM about constitutional rights in which he obligated during the pandemic. But the thing is, I didn't mind it, but it went on for too long, right? And it was unscientific, especially with the outdoor transmission dynamics. When you go and read up on it, even the article from the Wall Street Journal. But what I was afraid that I broke the curfew play lines walking my dog because I had enough sense to know that I'm in isolation and nobody's around me and I pose no threat to no one. So the fact that they swallowed all of this unscientific garbage like a pill, right? I got ill. And then the fact that we didn't have an adverse event reporting system and nobody seemed to care about people who died from the vaccine or who became ill or had adverse events. And so then if first world countries had it that you blindly adhered to their protocols that they implemented under the WHO and this, what they call it, emergency powers. So I don't want to hear anything about constitution when it can be suspended under a guise
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
We got to get to these other calls.
That's the way it is with me. Forgive me, but that's the way it is with me.
Thanks.
Great points, man. Great points, 52. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Hi, yes. Question. From Dr. Minnis was in power and was the former prime minister of this country during his tenure. Dr. Minnis and Pindad, they supported him leading up to 2021. I just want to know what happened or what caused now the sudden change for them not wanting to support Dr. Minnis, who was the former prime minister of the country.
Thank you so much for your question, caller. I think it really comes down
why
to
don't
the,
they want to support
I
him?
I think it really comes down to the will of the Bahamian people. That's why I played that clip in Dr. Minnis' own words, where he talked about how the Bahamian people, the country, rejected the former prime minister, Mr. Hubert Ingram, and he said that, you know, the F&M was moving on. If you support someone, great. You may think that they're doing the right thing. But if you get the mandate from the people that you actually work for and they say, hey, y'all might think it was all roses, but we actually think he did a terrible job. So much so, we go roll all of y'all out of office, the majority of you, and we're going to give this other party a chance to do what we want them to do. Then how do you, as a party, ignore that? You may love Dr. Minnis. You may think, okay, well, he had an unusual set of circumstances dealing with Dorian, dealing with the pandemic. But if the country, if the people you work for say, yeah, we ain't on that run, then who are you to go against that and keep propping up a person that the country has rejected? I don't even understand this train of thought from Minnis supporters who think that we should just continue to push the former prime minister, even though
mindless Minnisites.
Well, even though the country has said, nope, we're not going down that road. What is the Free National Movement supposed to do? Continue pushing on the people
and
something
furthermore,
they
let me just
clearly
interject
do not
this right
want?
Here.
That is political suicide.
In
it makes no sense.
To that point, for the caller, Dr. Minnis has not been a team player. He wanted everybody to support him in leadership, but now when he has to support leadership, he's been undermining, he's been disrespectful, he hasn't supported the situation. Ugh. His minions have been less than supportive. They've tried to character assassinate and undermine everything that Mr. Pindad has tried to do from the break.
I really take
that into consideration really to the dog in the manger attitude.
I really thought about this a lot over the weekend, and then someone sent me the clip, and they were like, let's talk about this, MJ. Let's talk about the full clip. Because he didn't just say the Menace era is over. He said the country rejected.
Correct.
Him. And that's why I do agree his era is over. You know what he's like? He's like those husbands that cheat on their wives. And when they get caught, baby, please give me another chance. But if the wife comes and says, oh, my God, my best friend has been cheated on them, he's the first one to say, boy, she better leave him. Well, boy, we better leave Ingram because the country rejected him. But the country rejected me. Baby, give me another chance. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way.
Let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
MJ Naughty, just going to be quick, fast, and a hurry. Guess what? Sometimes mosquitoes can mistake that the clapping is approval for them being in the room. It's going to be a long 10 years for Menace and the PLP, right? But as open line, let me say one thing. On Howard's show, he asked Lincoln Bean if he's afraid to meet anyone, but Howard didn't let him finish. He said he wasn't afraid to meet anyone except for C. Allen Johnson. Ooh. Lincoln Bean is afraid to sit and have a conversation with C. Allen Johnson, the only person he has blocked in his history, in spite of denying it. So just Lincoln Bean, let's talk about what the country needs. And I want to end in saying this. If you could talk for 6 hours a week, 10 hours a week, take 2 hours and explain how you're going to do one thing, which is the $100,000 a year. Take 2 hours and explain that to us rather than talking about everything else. But meet me and have a conversation. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, C. Allen. Someone's like, MJ, explain that. You know what I mean. Your best friend husband does foolishness, and you talk to your husband about it. He's like, boy, I think she should leave that one. That's what he said back in 2012. Yeah, the country rejected him. Move on. They went into your vibe. Then all of a sudden, it's like, baby, give me, baby, please, please, baby, give me another chance. Well, nope. You're listening to Talking Heads on the Guardian Radio. Everybody, all the guys in here looking at me like, well, what?
That escalated rather quickly.
You guys are
and followed by Kendrick Lamar. I have nothing to say.
Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You have Cuban Willie coming up, and we're going to take a break for the news. But on the other side, we have so much more, including Pearlie, who's coming in, and we're talking sports. Keep it locked in.
That's
right there.
That's going over, but you're talking. You see the phone line.
The line's a little.
Because after the day, when we deal with this, we ain't talking about the train wreck known as Dr. Menace.
Finished, done.
Because why? He is a non-factor.
Well, we're done after this. You're listening to Guardian.
And that's how he needs to be treated from here on out.
You're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're going to take a break for the news. You guys, keep it locked in. Spit a loogie at the camera, speed off, yes, us. I feel good, get the f*** out my thighs. Look good, but she don't got no ties. I walk in, walk out with the size. Man, don't let me know what the pie. Squabble up, squabble up, squabble up, squabble up, squabble up, squabble up. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias! It's Monday, and so is your Cuban Willie, and it's time for my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today's lucky three balls, the tres pelotas, the 2, 2, 7. Play them and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small homes located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Pinder Tao, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
We are back at you on the Monday, April 14th edition of Talking Heads. Let's get to the phone lines. And we'll get to the text right after that. We're going over a little bit into the 5 o'clock. Yes, we're going to talk sports. We got a lot of sports to talk about. NBA playoffs coming up. Major League Baseball back in full swing. NFL draft next week. So definitely got all of that to talk to. But before we get to that, MJ has a
We have to talk about energy.
Energy.
I love this place. You got Energy's world famous smoothies. Their signature quinoa dishes. They've got the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and now for dinner. Each order is made with love, and I'm talking about the highest quality ingredients, and it's nutritionally balanced. Visit any of Energy's two locations, including Old Fort Bay, which is open until 7:30 p.m., and West Bay Street above the Henrya Plaza on the second floor, which is open until 4 p.m. Follow Energy on Instagram and Facebook at Energy Bahamas. And like I say, if you go in and you're like, oh my God, they got so many great things, I don't even know what to start with. Well, be like me. Start with the Choco Joe. Start with the Botanical Green. Start with the best ever tuna sandwich. And there's so much more in their menu. I promise you, you're going to love it. And it's not only good for your pocketbook, it's good for your body. So
definitely
check out
tuna sandwich off the chin.
Check out NRG Bahamas.
And the Drew Barrymore smoothie is good, too.
Oh, my gosh. The Dawn.
Yeah, the Dawn's good, but that Drew Barrymore.
And there's another
berries.
One. I almost called it the wrong name, but it's the Golden Sunrise, not the
Golden. Not the Golden Shot.
Let's golden go to the phone lines. Sunrise.
Talking
Gosh,
Heads.
Don't get me problems.
Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Okay, I thought you were speaking about the Golden Corral.
Oh, no,
the Golden Sunrise. Golden Sunrise is delicious.
That's teasing you. First of all, let me get it out of the way, please. Very important. I'd like to show my concern and not condolences yet, but my concern for the firefighters who were injured in the current fire, just in the news. I heard it in the news.
Yes.
And that fire is still going on as well, too.
Right. And I want to hold you to the point that you just made before the news, that this is the last day you'll be talking about
oh my gosh.
What's happening.
Okay? Yes.
So
yeah,
I like to keep...
Yes, hold us to it, please.
Paula, if you
hear
catch
us
me leaning over there, you have permission.
Just call right away.
Call Mr. Producer.
Please.
Definitely.
You are my interventionist. When you hear me do that, you have to intervene, okay?
You're his sponsor.
Sponsor, my bad. Sorry.
No, you're his sponsor. If you hear him or I talk about it, yes, please, really. Call right away.
Call right away. Mr. Producer, you hear this voice,
put
right?
Put him on if right you hear
me
the front run, of
in the
line.
Future, if you hear me running on by Menace and the Mindless Menace Light, and he calls in, that's my sponsor.
That's his sponsor.
You're going to talk me off the ledge.
Oh, yes. Garden Reader has been very entertaining anyhow. Informative and entertaining.
Well, we try, man. And I appreciate you calling. I appreciate the points you make. Always good and very candid.
Big best.
All right. Take care, man. Be safe.
Have a good one. Can we also talk about just like...
Really good caller.
Oh, probably Curly. That probably just sneaks in like...
Very good caller. Very good caller. It's me. I've been lurking from the Zoom room.
I'm in the Zoom room.
You need to go in the Zoom room for them 11-7 Dodgers. That's all I can say. Third place.
You mean like
the
8-7 Yankees?
But still in first place. But you guys, see, I'm using your first place rule, buddy. We're still in first place. You're in third. The 13-3 San Diego Padres. Oh, how about that salt in your wound, Dodger boy?
Well, you know, April. What's today's date? Is April what?
Now we've gone to it's April.
It's the 14th. It's April 14th. Yes.
Yeah. What I like is that that guy suit is getting a little dirty, a little tarnished. You're coming back to reality.
No, it's not. I'm very calm, collective. You know, we're going through a rough patch right now. Freddie's not been 100%. He's back now. But we'll be all right.
But, Purdy, we're wrapping up some of the things we were talking about in the first hour. And what's your take on it, man? I mean, I've got the text to deal with, but, I mean, when is Dr. Minnis going to get the message? My question that I asked earlier, we've already proven to us that you could. So why should it be hard to quit a second time?
You know, actually, I'm not even talking about it anymore. Done. The decision has been made. The guys made their decision. He made a statement yesterday. Let's move on, man. Listen, I told some people that ain't the enemy each other. You know, they fighting each other. The enemy is the government.
Yeah,
that's their enemy. I think each other's not the enemy, and so it over. The decision has been made. The decision ain't gonna change.
No.
Nobody can make an angry
version of
the decision. So you might as well live up to it. And you know, don't destroy your legacy and go there and run as an independent and lose and then you finish as no. Just sit down, relax, you know, become the elder statesman.
Love yourself.
I think that's my biggest part of this whole thing, like watching this play out. Like, just to see Dr. Minnis and to think about the possible legacy that he could have if he just realizes that, you know, Dr. Minnis, you were chosen by the people. Yes, you were. You're chosen by the people. In this country, you're not anointed by birth. You're a son of the soil. You're not a prince of the land. So in a democracy, the people will decide, you know, if you've earned the right to be their leader. And if they say you have not and they don't want you, then you have to surrender when the time comes. And I wish you would get that message.
To see the country get behind him and you want people endorse him?
Absolutely.
Walk up to the podium with the now leader. Raise his right hand and say, this is the leader and move on. And you'll see people
absolutely
with change, whole attitude.
And help his party that he says that he's still a part of, you know, achieve whatever he loves. Achieve whatever the goals are of the Free National Movement, you know?
All right, let me get to these texts and get these out of the way, and then obviously a couple of calls as well. Naughty and MJ. MJ, be careful, because Dr. Minister has a part to be prime minister if he joins the COI and they obtain the majority of seats. MJ may have to eat her words and go back to Freeport.
Oh, don't threaten me. Oh, don't threaten me with a good time.
The only comedian amongst us is Naughty. Leave the joke.
With a good time. If the COI wins, you think that's a bad thing for me to go back to Freeport? Do not threaten me with a good time. I would love that. F&M country, right? I would love that.
Everybody wants to be a comedian.
Oh, Lord.
Dr. Minnis has no shame because he's very delusional. The people emphatically rejected him, and the F&M rejected him twice at their conventions. His political career is over. He has to make contributions from elsewhere and not from the political arena.
Yeah.
Exactly, Naughty, because if he feels that if he can't have it, the whole party needs to burn down. No pun intended. Very selfish mindset. We need better from our leaders. If you care about the progression of the country, put your ego aside and do what is best for the country. Naughty and MJ, regarding the prime minister's statement about entrapment has specific criteria. If the suspected conspirator initiates the discussion of facilitating cocaine shipments for a $2 million payment with no prompting, that is not entrapment. And ASP Curtis was captured on video. The sequence of events will be very clear. But I'm not surprised. I recall that in the first sitting of the House of Assembly after the indictment was announced, the PM made another stunning statement. The allegation said a $2 million payment was requested. It did not say money was paid. That parsing of words around the illegality of cocaine deal by a sitting MP was earth-shattering.
Yeah, I remember when this initially happened and we had comments like that. And I'm like, I actually did defend the prime minister at that time. And I was thinking that at that moment, he was thinking as a defense lawyer, which he spent most of his life, you know, performing the functions of a defense lawyer. But actually, he's the prime minister of the country. Why are you making these crazy statements? Why are you making it seem like, you know, you're trying to mount a defense? We're going to hear what the Southern District of New York has to say pretty soon. We understand there may be plea deals in the works. Why are you saying these things when about drug trafficking, a thing that has plagued this nation, and right now it looks terrible for us that we had someone so senior in our law enforcement, you know, indicted in the United States? Why are you making these statements? It makes no sense to us. Maybe the slopaganda office over there, the OPM, wants to explain more to us. But right now, I'm just thinking it sounds crazy.
And now everybody's going to, those documents are going to, them indictments are going to get unsealed at some point. And we are going to find out.
But why go on the record? You say you don't have the name of the high-ranking politician. Why are you getting yourself involved in it?
If it comes up, and it is, and it's a part of your cabinet or a part of your administration, which you mean you don't know who it is?
It may be a reflex to defend, but sometimes you cannot defend foolishness. So let's wait and see.
Good day, Naughty and MJ. I'm wondering if this is a scheme between Minnis and Pintard. No press is bad press. The F&M infighting keeps them in the voters' minds.
No.
Combined with the talking about the PLP's corruption and the COI pie-in-the-sky plans, though some warped perspective makes them the best choice for government.
So Dr. Minnis has his supporters saying the most foul things about the current leader of the F&M as a plan? I don't think so. Try again. I do not think so.
The F&M is so busy talking about the F&M while our sitting PM just said the office is caught up in the dragnet in the States where a case of entrapment, and it's concerning to him. What is going on?
I disagree with that. I think
Mr. Pintard's talked on that in depth, as well as other members of the F&M.
Focused. You could even say that as far as the whole infighting is concerned, you know, everybody vying for office right now has been pretty focused on what the government is doing. Mr. Pintard has done an exceptional job, I think, considering we know all the drama that must be happening behind the scenes in the F&M. He's done an exceptional job focusing on the issues. He's written letters. He's talked about it. I give him kudos, actually, for staying as firm as he has in the face of the onslaught of the former prime minister and his supporters.
Naughty MJ and Pearly, and to the 242, we used to say it's the water. My grandmother often told us, if you want to tell what a man will do with ultimate authority, check what he does to people without. Careful who the... All right. I think we've all made our point on this.
Yeah.
We have to let this go.
And you have a sponsor now. She won't let you talk about Dr. Minnis anymore. We're like, we're done.
Done.
Sponsor.
See you later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no. Be good. I just wanted to bring this
recording
point up.
Recording in progress.
Wait. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. We good? Technical difficulty right there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll keep you with updates on the fire over the hill. Obviously, that is the, I think it's the new labor office. Check Pearly. He had an issue to the drop. Let him know he's back on. Pearly, you back on?
Hey, Pearly.
We had a little technical difficulty, so Pearly should chime right back in. That is the new Ministry of Labor building on the East-West Highway in back of Cartwright.
I understand some firefighters may
correct, and firefighters were injured in stopping that blaze, so our thoughts and prayers go out to them. But that is what that big fire is. So try to avoid that East-West Highway if you can.
Yeah.
Because it's still going on there.
The Commissioner of Police called for all hands on there, called for all firefighters on duty and off duty to report to the site. So that is
the Ministry of Labor building, the new Ministry of Labor building that's under construction, correct, Pearly?
It's that, and apparently, and I don't have the facts, I'm just going by what the rumors out there, what you're hearing, that maybe it may have started at a generator.
Ooh.
And it looks like it's spreading. Hopefully not, but... let's hope for the best.
Yeah, let's hope. Yeah.
A couple other things I wanted to put to bed before we get into the sports. And it's two things that I think we need to talk about. We still have continued negative publicity globally. And, you know, we got defendants of this administration. Oh, no, that won't make an effect. Listen, when you have the U.S. issuing travel warnings, cruise ships saying avoid the jet ski industry, especially in this country, we need to get to it because we're being embarrassed internationally. And to see a report today, a story today by Tanika Thompson in The Guardian, reported jet ski rapes committed by illegal operators, ministry says. So if the ministry knows who the legal operators are, they should be able to rein in the illegal operators, correct? Simply by identification and registry purposes, we know who it is. Joe Blow got four bikes. Sammy Brown got six. Action got five. How many?
You should be able to. And besides, you have those police officers running up and down the harbor with the skiffs and all that. Shouldn't they be pulling the fellas over and checking
correct? Because if you know that globally we're getting a black eye from this, then eliminate the industry of the illegal operators now.
Maybe they don't take this thing serious. Maybe they think, this will blow over like everything else blows over.
No, forget now. We've already had an incident back a couple of months at the private island with Disney. Same thing. Two reported cases recently that just came out. We can't cover it up. We can't hush it. It's going to the world. And people talk about it. And it is spread through social media about the excursion industry in the Bahamas. We already have the lowest spend in the region. I don't care what Mr. Cooper says. We get 1 million people on cruise ship. 999,000 go to the private island. One that's come off in New Providence and spent.
But not that. We do have record numbers of visitors, but their cruise ship passengers, even the ones who come off, don't spend the money if you don't have the overnight stopover visitors.
So for God's sake,
let's get more of them.
We got to protect the industry. So if that means you could identify who the illegal operators are, get rid of them and either give them the opportunity to become legal, become part of the industry with the registration, the licensing fees, so on and so forth, or get them out of the industry.
Yeah, no.
And you know, some of these, some of these jet skiers, wild. Like last night, it's dark. It's 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. And they were, I watched with my own two eyes, a jet skier on Long Wharf coming close to the shore. Mm. Just flying up close to the shore around 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. It would make no kind of sense. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that?
No, I agree.
And then, you know, you have to look at it for what it is. It's been an industry that's been around for a while. We should be able to police it at this stage and make sure it's a safe industry.
So fun. I love jet skiing.
No, they
so
are.
I love them too, but got to do it safely, got to do it secure.
I totally agree with you, and I'm sure we're going to be revisiting this a lot more in the next weeks or so. But can I pivot for a moment, guys? Because we had an historic day today where we had the first Bahamian in space. My goodness, Blue Origin, they had their first all-women flight crew. And not only did our very own Aisha Bow go up into space, suborbital space. But we also had, she's a journalist as well as a philanthropist. But everyone knows her as Jeff Bezos' girlfriend. Lauren Sanchez went up there, film producer.
And Carrie she was Ann. Molly Kimes before Molly Kimes was Molly Kimes.
Film producer Carrie Ann Flynn. We had civil rights activist Amanda Nguyen. We had Katy Perry as well as Gayle King go up into space. And I watched every moment of it. I was so proud. I was so proud.
Allow me just to say this. I was proud, but you know what I was thinking too? Having met Gayle King before when Oprah filmed at Atlantis years ago, and our entertainment department, was part of it. I had to make sure they were straight. All I could say was, my God, that could be a long flight because Gayle King's talking them to death. Gayle ain't shut up yet. Gayle ain't shut up yet.
Apparently, Katie was singing in space, but I'm just so happy. I'm proud for all of them.
What was Katie singing? I Kissed the Alien and I Liked It?
Maybe, fireworks. I have no idea. We have our very own former NASA scientist, Aisha Bow, becoming the first Bahamian astronaut, first Bahamian in space. That is a, like Biden used to say, BFD. That's a big deal. And I'm so proud of her. I'm sure the country is. And it was such an exciting morning just
what
watching that.
BFC, my big deal. What's the F stuff?
Well, you could take a guess. Hey, take three guesses. The first two don't count.
and the next
yeah,
thing that
we're on radio.
The next
the BFD.
The next thing that on a more somber note that I didn't want to try to.
No, go ahead.
Still dealing with the Young American Tourist Fund there on Paradise Island, right. On the back side of Paradise Island, on the shoreline.
Yeah.
He's been ruled, the autopsy here from the coroner's court has, or coroner's report has ruled, the autopsy has ruled that it was drowning.
Mm.
The parents have issues with that. So obviously now it's gone global again. It's out there. And you have foreign stations carrying it, talking about it. And indirectly, what embarrasses me is our autopsy is challenged. It's like,
well, it's
when
the
can
family,
it ever be,
though, right?
When can it ever be just that we put out a decision, we make a decision, we explain, and I understand that agreement. But if that is the case, that's what we found. An autopsy determined he had drowned.
Yeah, no.
And I haven't got the impression of any sweeping under the rug or nothing. It is what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, when you're dealing with a grieving family, of course,
there wants to be closure in some way where they could find a reason or a blame.
It's hard to take the news at face value because you're thinking, no, it can't be. But, you know, these things are hard, and just pray for that family. Let's just pray for them because it's terrible no matter what that you came on vacation and now you're leaving without your child. So my heart breaks for that mother, and I'm just praying for that.
Boy, Naughty, I like MJ. Semantics. The police on this island have a field day. Did Fernanda go to the States to visit the top cop arrested in the scandal? We don't know. We don't know if he went to visit.
We
know, coincidentally, he was in that part of the country at the same time. Coincidentally.
You know what? Let's see what the Southern District, the Sovereign District of New York has to say, because right now, we're so confused. We're getting one set of information, and now we have our Prime Minister kind of, you know, from back in the day, kind of defending it like, they talked about it, but did money actually exchange? And that's the embarrassing part for our country.
Semantics we're on about. This is going to come out. No matter how I think you're saying entrapment trying to get ahead of it.
Probably.
You remember several years ago, before the Prime Minister ran, that's when the Weissfishers were battling each other.
Mm. Yeah.
And there was going to be some information. He had those documents sealed. So they couldn't come out.
Which is illegal.
Which is illegal procedure.
It'll be an embarrassment to him and the party, so he needs to lock them down.
Correct.
Right.
So now maybe you're trying to get ahead of this saying entrapment because you know what's coming. You know somebody about to embarrass you, be the coup de grace, be the final nail in your coffin. And you're trying to get ahead of it to try to deflect it or make it seem like, you know, somebody picking on little old us.
Well, this case started under the Biden administration, and whatever's happening now is happening under the Trump administration.
And you know Trump don't play this.
Good luck.
Trumpy don't play that.
Good luck.
Mm-mm. So we'll see where it goes. But at some point, let me just let you know. The Southern District of New York. That is no place where you want your case to...
Like a 97%
conviction rate.
Oh, my gosh.
You going to jail if you go there, just depending on how long you go in or how much you sing to prevent you going for a long time. But, hey, never know.
Oh, you could win the presidency and don't go to jail at all.
You never know. They might.
But that was state charges.
And then again, too, you could actually... If you are indicted, you cut the right deal, you could be hanging out in the yard with Puffy and SPF.
Oh, Lord.
And I was just saying.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
But hang out in the yard with Puffy. Don't get caught in no cell with Puffy. With SPF, cool, though. I hear you got good food and you got PlayStation in the cell, so you can hang out with him.
I think we're going to break now.
What she said, let's go to the break.
Smile. Spring is in the air, and so are the rewards. The Water and Sewage Corporation wants to thank you for staying on top of your bills. When you pay your bill in full, you'll be entered for a chance to win one of three Easter baskets. Exciting surprises! Pay in full before your due date. Complete the entry form, and you'll be entered to win. Visit our social media pages for details. Hop to it and win with the Water and Sewage Corporation. Hurry! Offer ends April 17th.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onions, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn aioli with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, the Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. With delivery to all the Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the April 14th edition of Talking Heads, the Monday, April 14th edition of Talking Heads. Let me do a couple of texts real quick and get these out of the way. Think Ministers delusion about being PM again. Try those CIA supporters. Think Lincoln will win a seat, not less BPM. If the evidence has yet to be shared with defendants, how did PM Davis come to that conclusion? And it's under instruction that other witnesses named and those unnamed in the Bahamas will be offered to the court for possible extradition to the USA. If it's for the individual defendants, attorneys to make that argument, and they haven't yet. Note that Davis said officers, not an officer. So he is saying that persons individually and collectively, law enforcement trained in such actions, were convinced to violate the law that they were sworn to protect by strangers, as they did not know they were undercover officers or agents.
Interesting.
You know,
thank you, Texters.
My thing is this. Obviously, undercover agents had to get involved because they were hearing of these irregular activities going on already. So obviously, they had to do an investigation. They just don't up and come and say, hey, we're coming to check on you. We're coming to do an investigation. They have to be tipped off. There has to be leads. There has to be something.
Well, there was talks about a video that emanated from here that went into Manhattan, surveilled. So, I mean, I don't know all the details of
and
the,
if they got you on
so
camera.
So we know the details, the better for all of us.
Now, and listen, if I just want you to know that that evidence, that video evidence has been entered. All right? So let me guess what the next thing would be. I'm going to say, and as far as the video concerned, I hear it's AI and ChatGPT.
Yeah, we ain't doing that.
Pearl, do you have any comments on that right there, though?
No. You guys said it all.
I
chips fall with him. You'll find out soon.
I feel like that's the only thing we can say at this point. Let's see what happens.
If everything, nobody knows anything yet.
Correct.
I guess
don't know.
Prime Minister, he may, because it's a ranking senior police officer, he may be given some...
Right.
A phone call and some background on
and
stuff like that.
High political figure involved. So maybe he knows more than we do. So we'll see. I don't know what's happening. I don't.
So it's the plant, you know, you plant the seed and the people say it entrapment. So when it comes, so people say, yeah, man, they set them up.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Listen,
though.
I don't care if it's entrapment or not. Yeah. If you're greedy, you can get into
like that. I don't like that.
If they come to me and say, Pearly, I got 3 keyless more, I can say, see, I'm making drop because right. I ain't taking that chance to begin with from day one.
Yeah, no, exactly, Pearly.
And that's the sad situation that we're in right now, is that we've had a reputation for years.
Well, we shook that reputation a bit, right? There were some years where we had...
Yeah, maybe to the world, but in those societies, when you think of those, right? Those agencies never stop watching
us.
I
do get your point, but yeah, we don't need this reputation
again. We don't need this again. Mm-hmm. We don't need to have this hovering over us. And at some point, the embarrassment factor is going to hit, and we're going to get shamed globally again.
We talked about that road on Bay Street the other day, and it looks like they tried to do a little pot situation. Y'all see that road?
Wait, don't give me that struggle patch job, because listen, that only looks like you got other cronies coming to make up a dollars just patching the hole which you dug up.
I'm so embarrassed. What is our Minister of Works, Clay Sweeting, doing? I get he doesn't live in New Providence, I get that. But you have to go, I guess they're on Easter break right now because it's Holy Week. Don't you not see that road at the eastern end of Bay Street? That is absolutely ridiculous. Like, it's so
horrible.
Embarrassing.
It's horrible.
It's so horrible.
And then what galls me is that they're putting little shoddy patchwork like over the craters that they've dug up. That whole road needs to repave again.
They're trying to do something, but no, sir. My goodness.
And maybe you should let people know what's going on. A little press release and saying, this is what's going on.
Little timeline.
So we know. Now, that might ask us to ask questions like, well, why? And how much we spending on it? And who getting a contract for it? No. The roads are deplorable.
I'm so embarrassed.
That shoddy patch job of just putting a little bit of patchwork over those potholes are ridiculous. That road should have never been paved in the first place until the proper infrastructure from BPL and water and sewage, which are the big trucks that are doing most of the digging in the night,
right,
have their infrastructure laid, and then you pave it.
Based on the law that passed after the road projects of 2010.
Right.
It was stated that if there's be major works on that, all agencies, cable, BPL, BTC,
mm-hmm.
water and sewage, all supposed to get together.
Wow.
They're supposed to decide this is what we're going to do.
Right.
Do it and pave the road. And after they do that, if one of them come back up to dig up the road, it's supposed to be a fine.
Oh.
Are they following that law?
I really wonder, because that road all dig up. It's so embarrassing. It's hard to ride on. Traffic slows down. It's one lane that's actually usable. And it's... Like I said, I'm the kind of person where I think to myself, okay, yeah, we have to do road works. No big deal. But the fact that it's taken so long is absolutely ridiculous. Like, I can't defend that. I would normally defend road works and you will have some disruption. But how are you going on months after months now and that road still all bust up the way that road is bust up? It's so embarrassing.
Naughty, MJ, and Pearly, the presence of undercover agents does not confirm entrapment. Entrapment would be if the undercover agent says, how about I give you $2 million to help with this cocaine shipment? That's entrapment. If, however, Curtis says, give me $2 million and I'll help you, that is not entrapment. The key detail is who initiated the transaction.
I mean, that's all interesting, but when you're talking about law enforcement officers, is entrapment even possible if you swore an oath and you say, I'm going to uphold this oath?
There you go.
Can we even use that as an excuse?
You're a law enforcement agent.
Correct. How do you get entrapped?
The man come to me and say, give you $2 million, I locking you up.
Sound like you got a person to lock up right away, right, Pearly? Like, no, exactly. How you coming back talking about, oh, he entrapped me. You swore an oath. What are we talking about?
That's
are we doing?
Greed, because you're greedy and you want a quick dollar.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
It's not a good look. And again, like I said, it's going to carry over and it's going to be something that we have to deal with in the next several months. We're shaking off this negative publicity globally. And we continue to end up in the same predicament. But we got tomorrow's show and Wednesday show and probably you got Thursday show.
Because
Friday we ain't got no show.
Special
Friday.
Show on Thursday,
yeah,
though.
Let's get it. Let's let the callers know now. Thursday is all
special.
About religion. It's
absolutely.
All about Easter.
I can't
Judaism.
Wait.
Hallelujah.
We're going to talk about that.
Holy Week, yeah.
A deacon from the church is going to come and we're going to talk about all things Easter.
Excellent.
Well, let's segue into sports now, Pearly. Let's get a few minutes of sports.
Nothing you want to do more. Did you watch the Masters?
Rory McIlroy.
In a long time.
Yes, Rory.
Rory did his thing. I mean, but you know me. Golf, I put to the back burner this time. I'm going to get more golf over the next couple of weeks because they're getting ready to heat up with all their tournaments coming up. But we got NFL news to talk about, Pearly. Rumblings. What you hearing on Tyreek Hill to the Dallas Cowboys? I hear Dallas is now involved in potential trade talks for Tyreek Hill.
I'm hearing that too, but it's interesting to see what you guys got to offer.
Well, it can only be draft picks.
But, I'm not mind, but what number?
No. It ain't going to be no high pick, Pretty. I'm going to tell you what Dallas has to offer. Dallas has a couple of fives, couple of six, and couple of sevens due to the, what do you call it?
Is that what you're saying or that what you're hearing?
No, the compensatory pick.
Compensatory.
That word right there, what MJ just said. That one.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you lose free agents, they give you comp picks to make up.
The Dolphins got a fourth and a third, I think.
Well, apparently the Cowboys.
Compensatory.
The Cowboys have got two.
That's so crazy.
Extra two in the fifth, another one in the sixth. They had an extra seventh from a trade. So I'm thinking they're trying to bundle them up. Maybe they're not going to give up the fourth. Because we don't have
a
fourth.
But the Dolphins are not going to let Tyree go for less than a third. I don't know where you're coming from. He's still a second or third round pick value.
Pearly, you and I both know with the baggage that he's bringing, he's valued at that. But John ain't going to get that. When we traded Amari Cooper to the Browns, we ended up with a fifth round pick. And we all know he had a third round value at least. So you never know.
Dolphins, I'm not trading this for no fifth round pick. But you never know.
But Pearly, if you get two fifths and two sixths, now you got collateral you could trade up with.
How often fifths and sixths you make the NFL?
Pearly, fifth rounders make the NFL. Sixth and seventh may be a reach, but you got
I'm not talking about just making the team in special teams. How often did you have fifth or sixth round? How often? I didn't say none have it. How often do you have fifth or sixth rounders are starters in the NFL or big names in
eventually
the NFL?
They become starters.
We're giving you a starter that will make you a division. I didn't say Super Bowl. Let's get it right. Make you a division contender. You got to see the value you get, and you're getting a serious value that will make Dak Prescott finally look like a quarterback.
Oh, listen. Hey, what I want to thank Dion for sending me this. This is my baseball connection. Dion, thanks for sending this to me, right? But don't send this to me now to cover up for the water and sewage department. Y'all could have been sending me this weeks ago. You heard me beating up my gum on this radio. You could have sent this long time. But, like they say, better late than never. So thank you.
What did they send you?
Update number four. Okay. New Providence and Bay Street. This is from the Water and Sewage Corporation of the Bahamas.
Who want to go to monthly billing, by the way?
We would like to provide residents and customers with an update on the ongoing improvements to Bay Street.
Okay.
Steady progress has been made over the past weeks, and we are pleased to inform you that approximately 100 service laterals have already been replaced. At this stage, we're in the process of completing the street junctions, all of which is scheduled to be replaced. We anticipate that this phase of work will be finished with apologize for the inconvenience and appreciate your understanding. All right. Now, this was dated April 7th, 2025.
Dion,
it's a public notice, Dion, my brother.
Thank you.
But if we read it 2 weeks ago news or in the newspaper, let me break it down to you. We have a saying here in this country called read Bahamas. You want to hide some from a Bahamian? Put it in right in. So, no. You all got to do better than that, though. The same way you can send. Stop. The same way. Hold that point, Pearly. Hold that point. The same way you sent it to me just now, you could have sent it to me and MJ and Pearly from the break, knowing we would put the information out. You could send it to Lang. You could send it to Dwight in the morning and make sure all of us get it. You do that with all the dailies. You know why? Repetitive. So people get it. This one-off, so you made an announcement.
And I thank them for the announcement.
Let's look at the announcement.
But not everybody sees that announcement.
No, it made April 7th, say 2 weeks. 2 weeks means the 21st, which is supposed to be Monday coming.
Yeah, that ain't going to be that. Let's be honest. And the whole point of it.
In all fairness to Dion, that's why he said, hopefully.
Thank you, Dion.
Within the next 2 weeks. So I'm going to hold you to 2 weeks, Dion, because you said, hopefully.
Yeah, so next time.
Labor Day can come, and we still ain't going to be finished.
It's so crazy. It's taking too long.
So, Labor Day Bahamas. Labor Day America. Labor Day Bahamas can come, and we still ain't going to be finished.
Gotcha. So, Dion, help me help the nation. All right? You help me and MJ and Pearly help the nation. Next time you know something going down, and they're going to put it in the papers, that's fine. But send it to me as well. Send it to MJ as well. And we will get it out ahead of time, and we'll repeat it. And with the same conviction that we said, you are digging up the roads, because you are.
And it's my point to ride
is,
on.
My point is, why did they send you all in after the fact to dig up the roads?
Yeah, probably spoke to
obviously, you. I know that department, water and sewage, knows well enough. Okay, we got to change the laterals. We have to do this. The report's been made. So if you know that, before you pave it, it should be okay. Let water and sewage deal with the laterals. Let BPL put in their infrastructure. Okay, everything's done. Pave that bad boy.
And I'm trying to rush them, right? Go ahead,
they
Pearly.
Put a tower on for Christmas, man. They didn't want you driving up and down for Christmas.
Then
like
who got the tower? Who got the money to throw the tower down for Christmas?
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Who got the money for that? Why are we going to end up double paying to pay Bay Street?
And we have to use some more urgency. The reason why I'm particularly disturbed,
by this particular road
is because it's one of the more famous, and it's one that's heavily trafficked. Why is it taking so long? I get that you have stuff to do. Can you do it a little bit faster? That's still...
That's where we can go wrong, dear. As a matter of fact, Dion, call the show. 325-4259. 325-4316. Because you're telling me the road has not been paved yet. That road was paved. That road was pristine. I rode that road. Every night, me and MJ ride that road. What?
It wasn't paved, though.
Some tower on it, but it wasn't properly paved. No, it was not properly paved.
Not this past weekend, but not a couple of months ago.
I'm talking about over the Christmas.
Yeah, it was smooth.
It was smooth. Yeah, you might have needed some potholes to be untarred because they tarred over everything, but it was way smoother and it was a better ride than it is now. And to say that it wasn't paved, but that's wrong.
That was a temporary tar they put down.
Regardless, Pearly, who got paid for that? And knowing full well that it's got to be dug up in the new year, why would you do it? Why would you waste that money?
Naughty, if you're going to put out a thing, say it costs $183 million to do 49 miles of road and stuff like that, or $2 million a mile, what you think about that? None of that, man, that's only a couple hundred thousand dollars.
But listen, Dion, I appreciate you reaching out to me. I'm going to hit you up. Thank you so much, Dion.
I'm going
to hit you up off air so you and I can have a conversation, me and MJ, so you can enlighten us. And I appreciate what you've said so far.
At least someone's saying something.
At least you're saying something, and I appreciate that. But at the same time, whether it was a regulated road, which means it's prepped to pave or it's a temporary pave, it was better than what it is now. And my point is, I would like for water and sewage and BPL to be allowed to tell government, Ministry of Works, listen, this work needs to be done. We have to get this out of the way. Here's the deadline, and we'll have it completed. And you all do what you all need to do. Then they come and pave it. From I was a little boy till now, I've been seeing roads paved and then dug up 2 weeks later. It makes no sense to me.
Like the former U.S. President Obama used to talk about the fierce urgency of now. Why is this project taking so long? Not that the project was happening, because I get that we have to regularly maintain these roads, but why is it taking months on months on months? I remember the time
we drove from, you're missing the whole point.
No, I get the point, but I'm tired of that particular point.
Any election yet?
I know, Pearly, but we got to, let me tell you something. We have replaced 3 tires in the past 3 months. Crazy. Like, it's too much now.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's not, and they're not cheap. So, like, I'm tired of it. If you're going to do work, try and get it done in a reasonable amount of time that causes the less distress to Bahamians.
And again,
so now they have to scrape that road all over again and pave it again, and they just put a tower on top of that.
Well, you know that. Scrape, scrape. Scrape.
Now, here's something that just kind of came in. And I'm happy it happened. Because it happened to Ohio State. And I can't stand the Buckeyes.
You got that tone in his voice, Pearly.
Ever since they beat the University of Miami Hurricanes several years back.
So what happened?
Who took the transfer portal out?
What happened?
No, it ain't the transfer portal. J.D. Vance, the U.S. vice president, just broke the national championship trophy on stage. Other pictures at the White House. And I just love it.
Oh, he's, I know he's mad right now because Ohio is, he's mad because he's a former senator from Ohio. How he break that? What kind of trophy that is now? Come on now. Wait. Can't blame him though. That sounds like
a cheap trophy.
Well, really? How did he break it then?
That's at least six figures. That trophy got diamonds in.
And that's good. I'm happy it happened to Ohio State.
Let me Google that, because how do you break a six-figure trophy on stage? Come on now. Something ain't right.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. We just talked about that today at work. We paid someone for this half-you-know-what work on East Bay Street. And guess what? The next question is, 6 to 8 months, that seawall on Ghost Snow Bend has been under construction.
Oh, that looks terrible too.
When are y'all gonna finish that?
Someone went through that little the plywood.
Correct.
Remember a couple months ago.
Tourists went through that.
Mm-hmm.
But who's getting paid to do that job? How much are they getting paid to do that job? How much is it costing us? And why is it taking so long? I mean, these are questions people want to know. You drive around every day and you start seeing these things over and over and over. It dawns to you, what's really going on? What's happening? So at the end of the day, those are questions we need to ask because it's our money.
Absolutely. Pearly, he dropped the trophy. I don't know if it was heavy because you say it's six figures. So maybe it was heavy.
I don't know, trophy.
Yeah, he dropped it. And that's how it broke. He dropped it.
Oh my goodness. That's embarrassing.
What do you think? Something, I don't know how you dropped it.
So the PM has information. That situation may be entrapment, but the U.S. ain't answered Fred's diplomatic note yet to tell us who the government official is. They don't need to answer to Fred. Fred is a nobody to them.
Well, he's absolutely not. Minister of Foreign Affairs. And
so what? That's by title. If he had any stripes, they would have answered him or said something or given him a little heads up.
Different diplomacy.
So he's a nobody to them.
Well, no, I would not say that. He's our minister.
Sorry, maybe he's just a nobody to me. I apologize. Yeah, I got it mixed up.
Please be specific. He's a minister of foreign affairs.
Affairs and foreign.
The fact that they have not answered him yet is a bit distressing, because you would think that we have the relationship where they would give our government some feedback, particularly since it involved a high-ranking police officer and potentially a high-ranking politician. So all of this is distressing, and I wish that even our side would not speak on it until we get more information out of the Southern District of New York.
And speaking of Mr. Mitchell, hey, Earl, did you see that? Pearly, did you see that video on the weekend? Mr. Davis trying to have a conversation at a certain event, and Mr. Mitchell sneaking up from behind trying to eavesdrop. You know, you're always coming up from behind, man, trying to
dancing,
eavesdrop.
Man.
But that was dancing.
You really got to stop here.
He was dancing.
He looked like
he was having a seizure. I can't remember what song, but it was a song playing. And he
looked
was
like
dancing.
He needed drinks, but them shakes I saw looked like he needed a cocktail.
I actually like the shirt that the Prime Minister was wearing. That was a pretty cool shirt. But yeah, Mr. Mitchell.
And speaking of Mr. Mitchell's shirt, what was that? Last time I saw a shirt like that.
Guayabera. Now you should know about that. That was a long sleeve Guayabera. Don't even try.
Right.
Crazy.
Okay. But okay? Let me tell you, if you're going to wear the long sleeve Guayabera. If you're going to leave the long sleeve Guayabera, you have to leave the three buttons at the top open so your chest hair could be exposed. You don't have it tied up like some weird priest. You look like a Shaolin monk and a Catholic priest had a love child in that outfit, man. It's crazy.
I don't want to see any politician's chest hair button it up.
That was pretty good, though.
Pearly, please.
Look like a Shaolin monk and a priest had a love child. Man, come on. That's funny.
I'm out of it here now, Pearly. Please. Step in. Talk to your friend.
No, I'm leaving him alone. I'm staying far from that. They'll say, Pearly, say that.
Yes, that's that same video when he touched the dude's shoulder to get him out of the way and the dude cut his eye and give him the look. Yes.
Dancing.
Shaking.
I can find that song. We can play that on Wednesday when I'm back.
Anyway, Pearly, it's been real. We got to get out of here. It's been fun. We'll do it again tomorrow. And then on Wednesdays, Open Line Wednesday, Thursday, Pearly got the religious show going.
Absolutely.
Into the holiday, into the Easter holiday weekend. And we'll get you through the week this week, all right? We got lots to talk about. And the tone is changing now a little bit. So sometimes you're going to see We go over into the 5 o'clock a little bit because, hey, it's silly season and we got lots to talk about. But Pearly and I and MJS, we'll bring you all of that. And Pearly and I make sure I get you your sports as well, too. All right? We appreciate you listening.
And I think we'll be at the playoffs. The play-in start tomorrow. NBA play-in start tomorrow. So that's going to be some interesting games.
And Minnesota's a tough first-round matchup for the Lakers, too.
No, I think that's easy. I'd rather that matchup.
I think the Lakers in six to be safe, but I think that there might be a little
no, I'm going to use Shannon Sharp or it's Lakers in five.
Any words for,
five. I don't use nothing from Shannon.
Any words for Buddy Hield fans? That's all of us. Because he's getting, oh my God, it's crazy on social media today. After he missed a shot last night, any words of wisdom for Buddy Hield fans?
And Draymond Green missed a shot. They could have not sent it into overtime. And Steph Curry, let's be honest, is chewed up a lot, too. They don't say nothing with Steph.
You tell them.
Yeah, how many times Michael Jordan missed the game in a shot?
You tell them.
You're not perfect.
But
not
on
perfect.
Behalf of Buddy Hield, to the whole entire Golden State management, Warriors, and head coach
them.
Steve Kerr.
Tell them.
But you all push out by your little soft butt. Anyhow, you know what?
Send Buddy where he belongs.
And
on
your
run. Where he belongs. L.A.
Well, may as well trade me to the Lakers right now for Bronny and for LeBron and a bag of Doritos. Huh? And I'll show you all what time it is. I'm from West End, you know. I'm from 8 Mile Rock. I don't play by.
You ain't from no West End. Your wife from West End. Stop that.
When he from 8 Mile, he from that part. He from down there. He from town in Freeport.
No, I thought you mean Naughty was from West End. Yeah, Buddy's from 8 Mile Rock.
And where you from? Lukaya, Port Lukaya. That's where you from, Pearly, Port Lukaya.
Chipping out.
Well, then stay there. I can see you in short order. For MJ, for Pearly, right. Mr. Producer, everybody who chimed in, we up out here. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Thank you.